proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Aspiring mayoral candidate for Lusaka City, Simon Mulenga Mwila, says if elected as mayor, he will strengthen the law on littering. IPAC calls upon the Ministry of Science and Technology to take action to resolve network failures. In foreign news, Israeli strike in Gaza City kills new head of Hamas military wing. And in sports, Mohamed Kwabi selects Morocco's 2026 World Cup squad. Now the news in detail. Awanachi Foundation has donated reusable pads and panties to Makululu Day STEM Secondary School in Central Province. Speaking during the donation, Awanachi founder and visionary officer Mrs. Mpunga Simukwai says the donation is a cause that is deeply connected to the dignity, health, education and empowerment of girls across the community. Mrs. Simukwai says the distribution of menstrual products is about restoring confidence, protecting futures and ensuring that no girl's education is interrupted because of period poverty. She says on the eve of the 28th of May, World Menstrual Hygiene Day, Zambia is reminded that menstrual health is not just a women's issue, but is a human rights issue. She has added that no girl should miss school, lose confidence or be denied opportunities simply because she cannot access safe and dignified menstrual hygiene products. Meanwhile, Central Province Provincial Education Officer, in a speech delivered on his behalf by the District Education Officer, Maureen Mutavala, has thanked Awanachi Foundation for the donation of the panties and reusable sanitary pads as it will address menstrual poverty in the province among the learners. Aspiring mayoral candidate for Lusaka City, Simon Mulenga Mwila, says he will, if elected as mayor, strengthen the law on littering to deter people from disposing garbage in drainages. Mr. Mwila has stated that the drainage and garbage situation in Lusaka calls for a mindset shift by residents, hence law enforcement will help achieve this. Speaking on One Love Radio's neighborhood program, Mr. Mwila has also pledged to procure enough tractors for garbage collection and disposal. He has also stated that he will ensure to create underground drainage pathways that are well secured to improve the drainage situation in the city.
For anyone who is found littering or throwing around garbage in these drainage systems, a very, very high fine. What are we going to do to ourselves as people? We will deter would-be offenders. Look, I'm saying that I will make sure that we have enough trucks that will collect waste. Where I live, we pay about 130 kwacha. So it's up to you whether Uzaka Ripira 130 Kuriba and Transboro Doba Vijavinyarala for 30 days, or you go and throw that rubbish drainage, Kakuripirisa may be fine of 5,000. What would you choose? We need to break illegal structures that are sitting on drainage pathways. Vantuari Kurotmaya and Otuma makeshift. If you go Japakupita, you know, then we need to actually encourage more partnerships. The way the Bombay was done, we create more of such incentives. It will make sure that flooding is done. Also create underground drainage pathways.
ZCCM Investments Holdings PLC, ZCCMIH, Zambia's listed mineral and energy investment holding company, today announced it has entered into a joint venture agreement with Wonderful Group of Companies Limited, Wonderful Group, to develop and operate an integrated lime and cement production facility through a new joint venture vehicle, Ndola Lime 2026 Limited. ZCCM Investments Holdings PLC Chief Executive Officer Kakenenwa Muyangwa says the transaction restores production at one of the Copper Belt's longest-standing industrial operations. Mr. Kakeninwa says as Limestone Resources Limited and its predecessor Ndola Lime Company have produced lime in Ndola since 1931, supplying critical imports to Zambia's copper, construction and agriculture sectors. He has revealed that operational difficulties at Ndola Lime led to insolvency in 2018, and the new partnership is structured to install new state-of-the-art plant and technology, restore reliable production at industrial scale, and re-anchor lime supply on the copper belt. He says this will support Zambia's mining industry and the wider revival of industrial activity in Ndola. And CEO of Wonderful Group, Hang Hao Chi, says this partnership brings a 95-year-old Copper Belt institution into its new chapter as a modern, suitable industrial operation. He adds that it is a clear example of their active portfolio management strategy in practice. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPARC, has urgently called upon the Ministry of Science and Technology to take immediate and decisive action to resolve the ongoing network failures that continue to disrupt communication and economic activity across the nation. IPARC Executive Director Solomon Ingoma says these persistent issues are not only inconveniencing citizens, but are also undermining productivity, business operations, and the broader economy. Mr. Ngoma has further challenged the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for their failure to deliver consistent and reliable services.
It is unacceptable that consumers and businesses continue to suffer from poor connectivity while providers face little to no scrutiny for failing to meet basic services standards. As an institution, we emphasize that reliable communication infrastructure is a cornerstone of economic growth and national development. We therefore urge the Ministry and ZICTA to act swiftly, enforce accountability, and ensure that service providers deliver the quality of network services that the people of Zambia deserve.
Agriculture News.
Agricultural experts say various government and private sector interventions in the agriculture sector will help boost productivity this farming season and beyond, with the government projecting a bumper harvest in the 2025-2026 farming season. Speaking in an interview with OnLove Radio News, Smart Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Wulaya says various interventions in the agriculture sector, including the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, and other initiatives promoting smart agriculture are expected to boost productivity. Dr. Wulaya says the private sector has also played a key role by providing smart agriculture technologies that support land preparation and pest control, especially as climate change continues to present challenges to farmers. He further notes that non-government organizations, NGOs, are contributing through annual farmer training programs aimed at equipping farmers with knowledge to improve productivity.
What we need to look at is what the government has put in place in terms of policy. The CATSIP, policy, which is providing various interventions in terms of fostering issues of climate smart agriculture, irrigation, financing farmers that need support, and also in terms of FISIP, where the e-voucher is being utilized, to support the farmers in terms of adding value, to their production and productivity. We need also to look at the contribution from the private sector that is providing various interventions that are also embedded on the government policy in terms of ensuring that our farmers are supported.
We take a break.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration.